Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents If Found, Return to Hell by M.X. Liu. Narrated by Nikki Endress. First Court. The damned conference room smells of chalk dust and cheap coffee. The conjured kind, not even brewed. 2 months ago, you spent a week deliberating over replacing your closet full of out-of-style button-ups or getting a trendy but basic pair of spell-splash-proof Oxfords that are basically the uniform around here. You picked the shoes, and today, you don't actually regret this. It's kind of a statement. The cotton shirt sleeve worn and fraying, but your matriculation cloak still slung halfway over your shoulders as per regulation. It has little stars on it. It's made of fucking velvet, and it still reeks of the dusty storage closet the administration pulled it out of. You find a seat right in the front, lording yourself over all the empty space it affords you. Your coffee's already getting cold, but there's no point in wasting a warming spell on the sludge. You don't know this yet, but today is when you meet Shine Meng Junlei for the first time, a name which means nothing to you right now, but will come to be as familiar a fixture in your life as your ma is, and your ba was, and as your limited roster of friends are. But, of course, that doesn't change anything about right now. You, gnawing on a hangnail, at the top of today's 2-hour-long mandatory training session. A handful of these per year sounds laughably meager on paper in terms of internship requirements, but in practice, unbearable. Excruciating. You haven't the words for how much of a waste of time this is, but at least it means you get the half-day off from call center duty for once. The speaker stands up there, watching the slow trickle of people with growing trepidation on her face, and no one takes enough pity on her to shuffle up a few seats. The people supposedly in charge of this thing aren't much better. A small panel of serious-looking archmages chattering lightly amongst themselves. None of them are wearing the cloak, though one fellow on the far right is wearing a full, wide-brimmed cap, the silk charmed with something that makes it glisten like an oil spill. Ostentatious, these sorts of events, but you suppose once, if you make it through the whole grueling process, you'll flaunt it too. Feedback squeals through the room like an improperly handled ritual rabbit. You wince and try to put the useless thick velvet to some sort of use, muffling the sound.
Sorry, sorry, so terribly sorry.
The speaker stutters, fumbling with the microphone. It only gets louder. After a moment, she huffs and disconnects the mic entirely, casting a furtive look towards the panel before shrugging and swiping a quick amplification spell towards her own throat. When next she speaks, her voice, unfortunately, rings out loud and clear.
"Good morning, everyone,"
she chirps, too bright. A few people mumble their greetings back. You briefly think of flinging your stupid velvet cloak the rest of the way over your head.
Over the next couple of hours, I'm going to be speaking to you about responsible spell work.
Hours, she says. She claps her hands together. You wish desperately to know what kind of stimulant she's on. Magical or plain old chemicals?
Now, as you all know, we value optimizing resource allocation here at One Wizard and in the wizarding community as a whole. This educational seminar is meant to give you all a sort of framework for casting wisely when dealing with clients' needs, so no spell goes wasted and all our customers can be satisfied. As you all know, One Wizard is one of the finest providers of wizarding care. We offer services from simple spells to curse breaking, and it is therefore our duty to ensure we act responsibly in order to have capacity for every single request.
Your glasses are digging into the bridge of your nose. The frames are charmed with an illusory effect, so your eyes look big and wide, blinking behind the lens, even if you're dozing off behind them. A trick an ex taught you back in the halcyon days of undergraduate, which has served you well since then, even if it only really works on people looking at you head-on. And if you don't physically nod off, which admittedly has happened a non-zero number of times. Never yet in this internship, though, which might have made you a little reckless. It's not quite to the point where you might want to snatch a quick nap between speeches, but it's close. Right when you're weighing the chances of being told off if you get up for another cup of caffeine sludge, the double doors at the back of the room open. Half the class turns to look. The speaker's eyes flicker, but she's in the middle of loudly proclaiming her lack of bias and barely gives a second glance to the disruption swanning into the conference room. You don't look. You really don't have to. You know exactly who it is. Nathaniel Feng strides all the way up to the front, plops down in the seat right next to you, and somehow manages to cross her legs so that her knobby knees are poking into you. She hands you a cup of coffee. "We're not being assessed today, are we?" is the first thing she murmurs to you, her smoker's voice rough at the edges. You snort. "Do you really think I know that?" Nathaniel laughs a smidge too loudly. Touché. Here's everything to know about Nathaniel Feng. Her stupid cloak is cropped, a half-cape sort of thing that only goes down to her elbows, which feels unfair since you didn't know that was an option. She's wearing it properly. She even makes the little stars look kind of good. They match the silvered buckles on her loafers. She's not wearing socks. She makes it incredibly obvious that you're having a conversation, heedless of who notices when she leans over to ask, "Haven't we learned this all before?" "Shh," you hiss. You can be insufferably obedient sometimes. "Are you actually paying attention?" "No." "Do you think we should be?" Nathaniel muses. "Will you be quiet before we get written up?" Nathaniel looks amused, but that's a perpetual state of being for her. But she complies. Also typical of her, you'll grant. She settles back into her little plastic chair, her long limbs folded up at jagged angles within it. Amidst all the temp staff, not you, mercifully, and summer students, not you anymore, fucking blissfully, and worn-down interns... Alas, this is you now. Nathaniel actually looks the part. That is, magical. Uncanny. Auspicious. Her eyes shadowed and brows heavy, her fingers clever, a heavy silver ring twisted on her thumb. A goddamn wizard. The rest of you just look tired.
"All right,"
the speaker finally exclaims, loud enough to puncture the general haze of apathy.
"Now that we've gone over some basics, I want you all to turn to someone sitting close to you, and we're going to do a group exercise."
The groaning is audible. Someone raises a hand. The speaker looks delighted when she points to him.
What are we supposed to be discussing?"
he asks in that trembling sort of voice that tells you he's a little baby trainee, nervous enough to jump the gun. The speaker's smile doesn't budge an inch, like she's taken the corners of her mouth and pinned them to her face like that.
"I'm getting to that,"
she announces.
"I'd like you to consider amongst yourselves what the phrase resource allocation means to you. I'm going to give you 10 minutes to talk it out, and remember, be ready to share with the group when we reconvene.
Nathaniel drapes a hand over the back of your chair.
This crowd's hard to please, she says.
Uh-huh, you say, only half paying attention while twisted around in your seat, scanning the room for what everyone else is doing.
Hey,
Nathaniel says, rapping her knuckles on the flat plastic.
You're not looking for a different partner, are you?
No, you say again, sinking back into your physical body. You draw a leg up under one thigh, pressing a thumb down on your ankle bone and hunching over. Just seeing if people are actually doing it. Shit, look at those keeners in the back there. I think they're making a flowchart. Think they're gunning for an apprenticeship in fortunes or something?
Nathaniel scoffs. She nudges your shoulder blade with the tip of one finger. You're one to talk. Didn't you say you might want to go for symbology, literally, last week? They take like 3 people a year, you know.
You pause, take a sip of your coffee, which at this juncture is starting to actually taste kind of good. You gulp the whole thing down in 2 more swallows, then squint at Nathaniel.
We're going to pretend you didn't just call me a gunner, you say. Okay?
Okay,
Nathaniel agrees.
Okay,
you confirm, then try out that chipper smile on your own face.
So, what does resource allocation mean to you, Journeyman Fang?
Your muscles slide into position for the expression too easily, which is a depressing thing to learn about yourself. Too used to this, even if you're behind a phone most days. It's just easier to sound happy when you look happy and, well, fuck. That's certainly the worst thought you've had all day. It's not even 10 o'clock. Nathaniel shrugs.
Not being here, probably.
You snort.
I'm just saying,
Nathaniel says. She spreads her hands, tipping her head back.
I was doing fine on my own, you know.
Uh-huh.
You cut in to head off her usual rant. And then the evil regulatory boards decided that everyone needed a license to be selling magic, and now you're stuck here with the rest of us peons who don't even know how to calculate fortunes, much less deliver any sort of proper magical assistance.
Precisely,
Nathaniel says. You sigh.
Even if it's not untrue.
You've known Nathaniel long enough, since she barged in and stole the sole window-slash-corner station in the office right from under your nose during orientation, to know that she's not antagonistic by nature. She's a non-traditionalist. She was doing well on her own as an established parlor wizard, practicing local, giving babies lucky names, working domestic spells for dying businesses that could pay for themselves in reduced bills in 2 weeks. She could run circles around the rest of you all if she wanted. The point is, she's willful on purpose. She smokes in the building and puts her feet up in the cafeteria and steals everyone's pens because she's decided the entire institution that one wizard represents is a sham. Which, well, as a purported one-shop stop for all your magical assistance needs, the wait times are atrocious, and the fees on top of everything can be exorbitant if your case isn't covered by Magicare insurance, and good luck getting in at all if your case is non-urgent. All in all, Nathaniel Fang does not need to be here, and she'll make sure everyone in earshot knows it. You, on the other hand...
Well, at the time, all you want is to get through this. The stupid conference, your internship. It's hard to have insight when you're within something. Harder still to know what you'd even do differently if you could.
The speaker's long since started her presentation back up, probably noticing the complete and utter lack of engagement in the crowd. Luckily, maybe, she's realized the morning crowd is not going to be receptive to interactive exercises or group activities to improve long-term retention, so the plan for the rest of the presentation seems to be mostly half-reading off her slides. She flings her hand behind her, way too enthusiastically, when flipping to each aesthetically unappealing block of text. The company logo, stamped in the corner, placed slightly askew and drop-shadowed against an eyesore shade of blue. Her voice somehow manages to be too cheerful and too monotonous all at once.
Here at One Wizard, it is the responsibility of each individual team player to uphold our values. Think about customer interactions like drawing magic circles. Once you mark down a line, you're committing to it. Anything you say to your client is the same. Make sure you never offer up any spell that is beyond our capabilities or budget. Think before you reach for that pot of ink.
This is when you fall soundly asleep. You wake up to Nathaniel's blurry face, your glasses snatched off your face and in her hands.
These things are useful, she says, spinning them around. Could have fooled me.
Shit, you say. What time is it?
Time to get back to work.
The grogginess is already mostly gone, but there's still lethargy pooling in your limbs, a slow drip into your muscles. Everything's a smear of color. The chair is a wedge, digging into the back of your skull. Without all the bodies crowded in the seats, it's getting cold. Somewhere, distantly, it feels like the sound of all the idle work in the whole company building is pressing down on your shoulders. You can barely move, like you're trapped in a binding spell. You usually pride yourself on your ability to snap in and out of sleep, but the end of the workshop had come and gone. Nathaniel hands you your glasses.
Thanks, you mumble. You owe me one, she says,
then lifts herself out of the plastic chair in one swift move.
I bet all the good lunch is gone, she muses.
There's never any good lunch, you say. Nathaniel shrugs.
I liked the gulao chicken last week. It was soggy, you mutter.
The two of you mill out of the room, grabbing shares of what turns out to be cold falafel wraps, again, before heading upstairs, and you think, dear Lord, when will this be over? When will I be free of this hell? Is this job what I actually want to do? No one told me what it would be like. When will I get to help people like I thought I was signing up for instead of being yelled at all day? Is this what the rest of my life is going to look like? I don't want that. I don't want this.
Second Court.
Welcome to One Wizard, where we connect you to the best mages offering expert magical assistance in your region. I will be the journeyman technician guiding you to your unique personal solution today. How may I help you?
Hi. Yes. Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay. So, what exactly do I need to do here? Is there a form I should be signing, or a code I should have, or...
Do you have an issue with an outstanding piece of spellwork purchased through our company?
No.
Okay, then do you have a situation you wish to receive assistance for?
Sort of. Yeah. I guess so.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, sir, you can let me know your situation and what kind of assistance you're in need of today, and I'll do my best to connect you to someone who can take care of that. Does that sound good? We offer everything from custom-stitched spells to prescription summoning circles and more.
Connect me to someone? Aren't I speaking to someone right now?
Yes, of course, sir. I'm your technician. It's my job to link you up with either one of our adepts or, on a higher package plan, one of our expert archmages.
So you're not qualified to help me?
Well, Certainly, I wouldn't be comfortable giving you magical advice myself, as I am employed as a journeyman, but I am more than qualified to provide preliminary opinions and ensure that your case is funneled to the appropriate supervising wizards should the need arise.
I thought I was calling for expert advice. That's what your website said.
Once again, I can connect you with any one of our on-call experts as required. I just need a few details from you first, so I can send it to the appropriate department if you don't mind.
If I don't mind? Of course I mind. I'm not going to give my information to some intern who doesn't know what they're doing.
Rest assured, sir, the information will get passed on.
That's sensitive information.
Okay, well, you certainly don't have to divulge anything you're not comfortable with.
You know what? Forget it. Never mind. I don't need your help. I'm going to the sorcery.
Sir. Dial tone. Welcome to One Wizard, where we connect you to the best mages offering expert magical assistance in your region. This is your technician speaking. How may I help you? Hi, is this the number to call if we have a manufacturing issue with a preloaded wand? Is it from one of the standard sets we offer? Yes, I believe so. Oh, you'd be looking for product management then. No worries, I can redirect you. All right, that would be great, thanks. Okay, one second. If you could tell them I'm the one who passed you on, my name is...
Dial tone.
Welcome to One Wizard, where we connect you to the best mages offering expert magical assistance in your region. This is your technician speaking. How may I help you? Hi there. My brother has unfortunately turned into a duck. Who am I supposed to speak to about this? Oh, well, that's certainly the kind of situation we could help you out with. I'm just going to need a few more details from you before we can proceed. Could you tell me what the two of you were doing when this incident occurred? Oh, I... Ma'am? Ma'am, are you still there? Do I have to? It would be helpful for the triaging process if you could provide more information, yes, but certainly if you're uncomfortable with disclosure, we can move on and dispatch a spellcaster to your location for better management. No, I... Fuck! Ma'am?
Rustling.
Ma'am?
First of all, I am a platypus.
Oh, sorry. My sincerest apologies for the oversight. Okay, can the both of you hear me right now?
That won't be necessary, thank you. My sister is clearly inept and can't contribute much to the conversation anyway. My name is Lionel Seaman Thau, and I've been transformed into this creature against my will. I was walking home from the bank one day, and right as I pass by this horrendous new construction site next to the old temple district, I see a green flash out of the corner of my eye, and now I'm trapped as this. Luckily, my clothes were still intact, and humiliating as it was, I managed to extract a transportation key from my wallet and make it home somewhat intact, but my sister was too much of an imbecile to recognize an anamorphous spell when she sees one, or know how to reverse the effects, and so now we're reduced to seeking help from the public registry.
Background.
Lionel, this is humiliating. You are an animal. How am I supposed to know how to fix this?
Thank you for sharing that story with us, sir. That sounds like it was a harrowing experience.
Yes, indeed it was. I require immediate assistance. In fact, to be frank, I find it rather odd that whatever's going on at that site hasn't already been investigated by your organization.
I'll certainly pass the information on to some of our engineers. For now, I can connect you to our top expert in transmutation cases, Archmage Quan. How does that sound?
Oh, is that the same Quan that worked for City Council last year? I'd heard he left to start his own practice.
Archmage Quan works with us on a consult basis, sir.
That's perfect. Good man, Quan. I know him well. All right, you can do that for me then. That'll be acceptable. but make sure whatever nonsense is going on in the streets is set right. I swear, anyone is allowed to practice in the open these days. It's completely ridiculous.
I will, sir. I'll patch you through now. Have a great day.
Dial tone.
Welcome to One Wizard, where we connect you to the best mages offering expert magical assistance in your region. This is your technician speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, thank fuck.
Is there a situation you require assistance with, sir?
Yes, yes, please. How quickly can someone come over?
I'm going to need some more detail from you, sir, but if you wish to contract us for a home visit, that can certainly be arranged.
I just need someone to come here. Now. Please.
Hello?
Sorry, I'm feeling a bit faint. What do you need to know?
What's your situation, sir?
I just woke up.
Pardon?
I don't know. I got home from school, and then everything was fine, and now my room's a mess, and I don't know what's going on. Please.
Are you saying your room has changed?
Yes, there's a big... It looks like some weird design. Everything's in red. Shit. What the hell? My mom's gonna kill me.
Do you recognize any of the designs?
I think it might be a talisman, but I don't know.
What do the designs look like?
I can't... Shit.
Under his breath.
Shit.
Sir, are you okay? Sir?
I gotta go. I can't do this. Hell, it's all over me.
Dial tone. The headset has left imprints on your ears. You unhook it, grimacing, then reach back and massage the back of your neck to get rid of the tension. Beside you, Nathaniel is cajoling some crying customer on the line. She wrinkles her nose, one hand propping her chin up as she murmurs soothingly into her own headset. Nathaniel never meets her quota because she spends too much time speaking to people, and half the time her clients walk away with all her advice given freely and no contract signed with the company. She gives you a look now when you push back from your desk, notepad hanging loosely in your hand.
Going out?
She mouths at you, then makes a loud,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to the phone. This case might need a survey, you say, gesturing to your notepad. Nathaniel's eyebrows come up. She gives you a thumbs up, then returns to her conversation, which isn't exactly reassuring, but probably she's only busy. You make the trudge all the way through the awful open-plan office. The chimes of, "Welcome to One Wizard! Welcome to One Wizard! Welcome to One Wizard!" all overlapping with each other until it all melds into a chorus clogging up your brain. What a nightmare. You massage your wrist gently, feeling the strain from sitting hunched over at a desk looking names up from a directory all day. Your supervisor sits behind a frosted glass door, the walls spelled to be soundproof. You knock. The door flies open. Supervisor Ma is a severe-looking woman, her hair cropped close, and dressed too sharply for this floor, honestly. Her sleeves billow. She has these half-moon glasses that she peers over at you when you ease into the room. The door shuts behind your back with a crook of her fingers, nails gleaming pink.
Ah, she says blandly. It's you.
You sound so amused about it, Supervisor, you say with a short bow.
What is it this time?
She asks, half an eye already back on her work.
Do make it quick.
We have a request to survey a talisman, you say. She frowns.
Who called in?
You look at the notepad. Shinemeng Junlei. Claims loss of consciousness, autonomous talisman appearing in his room. The call cut out before I could collect any more information from him. At that, Supervisor Ma pauses. She looks at you over the top of her lens.
And you thought that warranted a house call? Damn. You grit your teeth. The paper...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?